This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've remarked on this a little bit the past couple of weeks. In fact, I just did, how generally calm the markets have been. No really big swings either way to speak of. Nice for those who like a little stability in their capitalism. Less than great for those who make money trading on that volatility. We're talking commodity trading here specifically, where the lack of volatility and weak oil as well has hit bankers and investors. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at that.
Commodities indices may include all sorts of things like corn and copper, but they're heavily weighted towards energy, like crude oil. Rich Feltis is head of market insights for R.J. O'Brien and Associates.
The CRB, the Commodity Research Bureau, which is the basket of all commodities, the core part of that is the crude market. It's over 50% of the valuation and weighting.
And crude prices have been depressed, which turns investors off. So investors have gravitated more towards stocks and bonds, where there's more positive performance.
In commodities, the speculators, the bulls, love a rising market. They're not so enamored with falling markets.
Why are oil prices down? Producers, including members of OPEC, haven't cut production enough to push oil prices up. Here's University of Houston energy economist Ed Herz.
OPEC wants to enforce production cuts, but hasn't been doing a great job with it this year. The price of crude has stayed below $50 a barrel for the better part of 2017.
The other issue? There hasn't been much volatility in crude prices. No crazy ups and downs. Investors like volatility because they can profit from big price moves. Samir Samana is a strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
The volatility thus far this year has been lower than it has been historically.
Until there's some better crude oil performance or more volatility, Samana says banks that are heavily reliant on commodity trading revenues will have a rough time, whereas banks geared more towards deposits and lending will probably fare better. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.